You'll find information on how to support us at the end of this podcast. Okay, we're going to talk about the Holy Spirit. Now, a lot of people don't know much about the Holy Spirit. They don't understand the work of the Holy Spirit. A lot of times I meet Christians and they know nothing about the Holy Spirit at all. They know about Jesus and they don't understand the work or the function of what the Holy Spirit's ministry is. He's the third member of the Godhead, and he was sent from the Father to Jesus, and Jesus sent him to us on the day of Pentecost. It says, if you read Acts chapter 1, it explains how Jesus says, "Go to Jerusalem and wait for the promise." So the Holy Spirit came from the Father, and then he went to Jesus. With the revelation of the Father, he came to Jesus. With all of the promises and all the functionality, he came to Jesus. And then Jesus imparted the Holy Spirit onto us. And what we have is the Spirit of the Father and the Son. The Spirit of the Father and the Spirit of Jesus inside us, acting as the third member of the Godhead, infused in our whole being, in our spirit. Like you drop a tea bag into a water, it's infused. You can't get it out. Once you've received the Holy Spirit, you have the Holy Spirit forever. And the work of the Holy Spirit, a lot of people don't understand. But I just thought I'd just go through a few things, just a checklist of what the Holy Spirit does. And then we'll probably start talking a little bit more in depth about the Holy Spirit. But what he does in John 16 verse 8, he convicts the world of sin, righteousness and judgment. In John 16 verse 13, he guides us unto all truth. So Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to us, and he guides us unto all truth. He regenerates us. That means he makes alive. He makes that which was dead alive. He regenerates us. He glorifies and testifies of Jesus Christ, and he reveals Christ to us, in us. He leads us. The Bible talks about being led of the Holy Spirit. He leads us in all things, and he sanctifies us. He separates us from the world through the transformation of our soul. Our soul becomes changed. Our thinking becomes changed through the influence of the Holy Spirit. He's a person, a third member of the Godhead. He's not an it. He's a person. He empowers us. He operates through us and empowers us to walk in signs and wonders and miracles. And he fills us to overflowing with his presence. He teaches us to pray. He shows us how to pray. And when we pray in the Spirit, we're praying under his guidance in a language that he gives us. So when you get filled with the Holy Spirit, when you get born again, you actually pray in this language that he brings, called speaking in tongues or praying in the Holy Spirit. And he brings this language so that we can get the things done that we don't understand. We don't understand the kingdom of God. We don't understand the Father. We don't understand Jesus. And he reveals it to us through revelation. You know, he distributes, you know, the spiritual gifts and manifests them through us, through the nine spiritual gifts. You know, he anoints us for ministry. An anointing is like a smear. When women put perfume on, they anoint themselves. They smear themselves with a bit of perfume. Well, we're anointed. When we go into ministry, we're anointed with the smear of operation. A smear, the presence of the kingdom of God. We're anointed to operate through the Holy Spirit. You know, he's our guarantee, the Bible says, or a deposit of the future resurrection that we're going to have when Jesus comes back. So he's a deposit. When you go and buy something, you get a deposit. You get a guarantee. You get a slip saying, this is yours. Go and pick it up. Okay? He sets us free from the law of sin and death. It's an interesting thing. But the Bible says in Romans, it says, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free, or made me free from the law of sin and death. So the law of sin and death is no good. But Jesus has sent us the Holy Spirit to guide us and lead us and to transform us and to bring a new law inside us. The law of life in Christ Jesus. So the scripture says, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death. He quickens our mortal body. You know, he can regenerate our physical body. So he regenerates our mind and changes us so that we can understand Jesus. But he also quickens our mortal body. He reveals deep things of God to us, the hidden things. Through revelation, the hidden things that have been hidden from the beginning of the earth, he's revealing them to us through the Spirit. And Jesus received the full revelation from the Father, and he now has imparted that revelation through the Holy Spirit unto us. Right? He reveals that, you know, we are born again from from above, and we can call God Father. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, you can't call Jesus Lord except by the Holy Spirit. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8 verse 9, for if you have not the Spirit of Christ, you are none of his. He dwells in us, right? He doesn't dwell outside. He dwells inside us. He operates from outside and from within us. In the Old Testament, he operated from outside. In the New Testament, he lives permanently inside us. He is the agent by which we are baptized into the body of Christ. So we're baptized into the body of Christ through the Holy Spirit. He brings liberty. You know, he brings, the Bible says, the kingdom of God is not in meat and drink, but it is in righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. The Bible also says that the love of the Father, or the love of God, is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Spirit. So he is the one that pours the love of God into our heart. You know, he transforms us into the image of Christ by transforming our thinking, by pulling down strongholds, systems of thoughts. He transforms wrong doctrine in us and brings it into the line with the kingdom of God. He cries in our heart, Abba Father, the Bible says. So we call out unto God, our Father. He enables us to wait. He gives us patience. And he supplies us with everything that Jesus Christ has received from the Father. He gives us everlasting life. He reveals the mysteries of God to us. When we pray in tongues, when we read the Bible, when we meditate on the Word, he opens up revelation to us. You know, he strengthens our spirit, our natural spirit. He enables us to obey the truth. That's pretty important. He transforms our mind and our thinking so that our thinking becomes one with God, and our thinking is not different to God, it becomes one in God, in Christ. When we think like God would want us to think, because he's transformed our thinking, right? You know, he brings all of these things. He bears witness to the truth in our conscience. So when we're being told things, we can tell the difference between the Holy Spirit and the lies that the enemy puts in our head. We can learn to hear God through the Holy Spirit. He teaches us and he speaks to us. He is the agency most often that God speaks to us through. And he gives us joy, he gives us peace, and he gives us righteousness. He shows us how to walk in righteousness, in right standing with God, best practices. By walking in best practices according to the kingdom of God, we're able to have fellowship with God and receive all of the blessings from heaven. That's a wonderful thing. He casts out demons out of us and other people through his power. The Holy Spirit does a lot of stuff. And that's only just the tip of the iceberg. And I want to go through all of these things step by step so that you can have understanding of these things. So if you'd like to help us out at Clear Vision Revival, just go to the bottom of the page and click on support. It'd be greatly appreciated.